This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are many things you might be missing. For example, the hoopla over Russian collusion and Schiff's declaration that he had incriminating evidence against President Trump. Where is it? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know. Where is it? What about impeachment? Gone, right? Haven't heard a word about impeachment. Impeachment was going to be the thing that the Democrats hung their hat on. He will be impeached forever. Where's it at? Where is it in the news cycle? I mean, I brought it up, but when's the last time you heard it? And what resonance does it have? I'm not even going to answer. I'm going to let you answer. No wheels left on that wagon. Oh, sorry, I did answer. What about Trump's taxes? Weren't Trump's taxes supposed to bring him down? What about the billionaires that were going to run against Donald Trump? All that money that is in the election cycle that is supposed to corrupt it. What happened to it? What did we prove by that? Coronavirus. Still in the news, but it's going to subside soon. And what will the Democrats be left with? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome, by the way, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Welcome to you. I'm glad you are here. I like that you are here. It makes me want to do my job. What happened to all the excitement? Here's the big question, folks. What happened to all the excitement around Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders, I talked about it last week. Charlie Kirk, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, they said, be careful of Bernie Sanders. He's got a following. He's got all this stuff. There was excitement brewing. I was told Bernie had an event where there were 30,000 people dying to get to him. It was supposedly the largest event, larger than President Trump's. I heard all this talk of Bernie Sanders' momentum. All the youth, all the people that were coming to see him. It was like, boy, he's Trump version 2.0. The Democrats told us it was setting up like another protest vote against this time the Democratic Party. Bernie was destroying them all. He could not be stopped after Nevada. And then, boom. No talk of Bernie. No serious talk of Bernie. One Biden win in South Carolina, and the hoopla was over. Let me tell you something. First of all, if you've got hoopla, it lasts. Donald Trump has hoopla. Tell me what is going to derail Donald Trump. Let me make some predictions for you people. Donald Trump's next rally will be sold out. There will be people in the overflow areas, as many as are that are on the inside. And there will be 3 to 4 times the number of people who request tickets and don't get them than there are inside and outside of the arena. That's what I'm going to tell you. But with Bernie, where are the throngs of young voters? We were told would bolster Bernie Sanders no matter what. The group that the Democrats claim they must get, that they needed to have. You really want me to answer this? I ask these questions, folks, because I want to showcase the media hype around leftism. All these leftism things that they talk about are meant to scare you. They're meant to scare you to make you think it's impossible to do it. I spoke last week of people on our side who said Bernie shouldn't be taken lightly. They fell for the hype. Bernie got his butt kicked in South Carolina. He got his butt kicked on Super Tuesday, and it's over. Biden didn't take Sanders out, folks. Bernie didn't take out Biden because he couldn't. You want to know why Bernie couldn't take out Biden and why Biden didn't take Bernie out? Because Bernie is damaged goods. Bernie is not anything close to what they want you to believe. That's the deal. And oh, by the way, neither is Biden. And guess what? The coronavirus isn't nearly as big of a deal. Its origins were interesting to me. I commented about it. I said, I'm curious about this one. Is it a Chinese weapon thing? I don't know. But is it going to kill the world? I don't think so. So where are we with coronavirus? Let me tell you. You got some money in the market? One of my friends goes, yeah, my portfolio took a hit. One of my friends is a financial advisor. He says, Kevin, I have people, the market dropped, you know, 16 points, but their portfolios dropped one or two, and they're wondering, what should we do? What should we do? And he goes, well, first of all, if I'm investing your money and the market drops 16% and you only lose one to two, you should not worry about it. And number two, how about you invest? Because it's going to come back. These are financial advisor friends of mine. And I say the same thing. I told everybody, you better go out and buy QQQ. I don't have any money in QQQ, and I'm not a financial advisor. But I will tell you, that index fund is going to go back up. You'll gain 2, 3% or whatever on your money instantaneously. If you put $1,000 in there, you're going to gain 20, 30 bucks per $1,000 immediately. Put 10 grand in there, you make $200, $300. I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm just telling you, it's going to shoot back up. Oh, the Dow dropped 1,200 or 650, 2,000 since the coronavirus. Think of it as an opportunity. By the way, Democrats, that's the only opportunity you're going to get. See, your hype no longer works on us. Oh, I mentioned a couple of people that the hype worked on, and no offense to them, they're very astute people, friends of mine, both of them. The people that, and there were others. Bernie Sanders, you better watch Bernie. Better watch out for him. Psst. Bernie Sanders is nothing. Coronavirus. Woo-hoo-hoo. You know? And we're supposed to be scared now of Joe Biden. Joe Biden. You know, ooh, be careful with Joe Biden, boy. He could do this or that. Joe Biden's a moron. I talked yesterday about Joe Biden and his dementia. I didn't even bring up the latest one. The latest one where Joe Biden was loving the Trump. Trump's going to win it, and I don't even know why I'm in it. You know, he was saying something else crazy. That's Joe Biden. That's who the Democrats want on top of their ticket. So, anyway, a bit of a rehash, but all I'm telling you is you got to stop being reactionary. Understand that these people don't have your best interest in mind. They're not going to report the truth. Dinesh D'Souza pointed out, every time we talk about, oh, the media, you know, we need to really, this media is never going to report. They're not reporting. And Dinesh said, why don't you just get used to the idea that the media is not your friend and nothing should shock you in terms of what they report or don't report that doesn't meet with your standards. Why aren't we over this yet? It always seems like it's a surprise. A lot of show today, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, you listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God has things under control. No, you're not listening to Jerry Falwell or Billy Graham or Franklin Graham or any other evangelist. You're listening to Kevin Jackson at the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm telling you right now, God has everything under control. Therefore, Donald Trump has everything under control because God is controlling this whole situation with Trump. Can I get an amen? Yeah, there. Look, the Democrats are the party that booed God. Don't understand why they're in the situation they're in. They don't understand why they are going through all the pestilence, why there are frogs raining from the sky and their pool blood, their pool water is turned to blood. They don't get it. You get it. Let me tell you something. God is in control of all of this stuff. And I don't care whether you're talking about coronavirus or you're talking about stock market dropping or whatever. The sky is falling and all the world could absolutely be going against America, a.k.a. Donald Trump. And you know what it's going to mean? Absolutely nothing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. God's in control. Now, Democrats hate that. The people on radio hate when you reference God being in control because they think they are. These elitists believe that they are the ones who dictate how things go. And they're not. You want to know how? I'm going to give you a little bit of proof, because I always like to tell you, you know how I know? I know for the same reason you know. If you're a Christ follower, you get it. Every decision has already been made. Every outcome is already there. God knows what's going to happen. He gives us things that we didn't want Obama. We're God-fearing people. We're like, God, why'd you do? Why'd you give us Obama? Why? I don't understand, Lord. And God goes, hey, I'm in control here. I know what I'm doing. He gave us Obama so he could give us Trump. He had to make you understand how bad it could get. And now you get it. So God's in control. And let me tell you, the leftists will tell you, no, man, we're the ones. We've got the money. We've got the power. They have it all. You know what they did with all of that power? The leftists did with that power? They went after Donald Trump with the entirety of the most powerful government in the world. I want you to think about that when you remember that I told you God is in control. What the leftists did, they put, what does Schumer say? Don't you dare mess around with the clandestine agencies, the department, who do you call it? The intelligence community, right? Don't you mess with the intelligence. They could get you six ways the Sunday. Oh, but you know what? Six ways to Sunday, not seven ways to Sunday, because on the day, I feel like I'm about to preach. On the day that the Lord came, he destroyed them. God went, oh, really? 6 days to Sunday? Well, guess what? I'm not going to rest today. I'm going to get them. So James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, all of them, Obama, they're all going down. I want you to understand, folks, the entirety of the strongest nation ever to be part of this globe tried to bring down Donald Trump, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Put it in perspective. You already have the answer to this question. Who else could have withstood this? You know anybody? If you don't believe, I'm not trying to give you some religion. You probably already have that. Good for you. 80% of us supposedly do in America. So if we have some form of religion, you know Donald Trump was not supposed to be president. Why do you think these suckers were so cocky? Why do you think that they were blatantly texting and sending emails and sending messages and putting... it was blatant. They just knew, we got this. Once we get this last little bit, Hillary gets in, it's over. Now they're putting their hopes on Biden. Yeah, I think God's really got a sense of humor when he says, look, I'm going to make them choose Biden. And he starts laughing. He chuckles at him. You think Biden's going to beat my boy? Woo! Back to why I know. Democrats tell you, we're the elites. We make the decisions. To heck with your God. Conservatives, what do you think your God's going to do to help you now? We've got Tom Steyer. He's worth $36 billion. He's going to step in. Everybody's like, whoo, Tom Steyer, he can finance his own campaign. Then, when Steyer couldn't do it, you know what the Democrats did? They said, hey, Bloomberg, will you do it? You know who asked Bloomberg to run? The richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. Said, hey, you want to run, Bloomberg? Please run. I beg of you, run. It is like the Democrats' God themselves. Who could be more powerful than the dude who owns Amazon? And he's worth, you know, almost $100 billion or whatever he's worth. He's worth a lot. I know his wife got half, right? God said, you know what? I think I'm going to help him out a little bit. I'm going to get him a divorce. That was that. Anyway, he wanted Bloomberg to run, so Bloomberg brings his $51 to $55 billion into the ring. Mr. Elitist, it wants to tell you how much soda you can drink, wants to tell you how much protection you should have while he's surrounded by protection. He brings his billions of dollars in, spends $700 million is an estimated number for his campaign, and he's out. Oh, I know, George Soros, right? talk about George Soros. George Soros has his finger in every pie. He's giving millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. Let me just say something. George Soros has given billions of dollars to multiple organizations that are all hell-bent on destroying America. You, by way of your tax dollars and some silly stuff that you do, like financing your public colleges and things like that, or your alma maters, you give billions of dollars. It's even been trillions to the cause of the enemy that's trying to destroy you. And do you know that God goes, I ain't even gonna let you destroy yourself, you crackheads. He's not even letting us kill ourselves. That's how powerful God is. I did this segment. I was going to do something totally different, but I decided, you know what? We don't want to profess our love of the Lord, our love of religion, our morality, the ethics. I'm not telling you we're perfect. Oh, shoot, no. You bunch of sinners out there. Shame on all of you, but I love you. But, you know, you, as we say in the vernacular, you do your dirty. But, hey, God loves you. I love you. You should love yourself. Because you know what? On the other side of the equation is the biggest bunch of heathens that would destroy themselves in order to destroy you. You wouldn't do that. They would destroy themselves just to make a point to get to you. There's a reason why God is in control. Because man's an idiot. As I said, we are financing our own destruction. We're helping these clowns destroy us, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Black folks don't realize. How many times do I get asked the question, Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? Why do women vote for Democrats? Why do Latinos? I mean, Democrats have tried to kill them all. I got to leave it there for now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus still dominating the news around the globe as Italy has begun an extraordinary sweeping lockdown, while in China the diminishing threat there has that nation edging back towards normal after weeks of extreme quarantine measures. China reporting just 19 new infections yesterday, down from thousands each day last month. President Trump vowing to look to provide relief to workers and businesses as coronavirus fears continue to shake the economy. He explained yesterday he'll be meeting with Republican members of the Senate today to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers. At a U.S. House hearing this morning, Democrats are accusing the administration of failures when it came to the coronavirus response.
Other countries have been testing thousands of people for weeks, but the U.S. is woefully behind the curve.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, and this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President my loss. It was his fault.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. That was Joe Biden talking about Crimea and the annexation of it by the Russians and blah, blah, blah. And I'm presuming he's talking about Trump blaming Obama. But here's a critical piece of it, and I know you caught it. He says he's blaming the president, former president, my boss, saying it's his fault. This is a guy that could not remember Barack Obama's name. I mean, it is a strange name. I'll give him that. But we've heard it ad nauseum. By the way, I can't blame him for wanting to forget Barack Obama's name. I can't blame Biden for that. Maybe it was a Freudian slip, and he really does want to forget Barack Obama's name, because there are many Democrats who do. Oh, they won't tell you that. They won't admit to it. They don't want to let you know that they really do appreciate what Donald Trump has done. If you take Donald Trump's name off of the accomplishments and were to put it on paper, give it to Obama, they would be singing this man's praises. You know those videos where they go out and give you the wrong, they say, oh, you know, the president Obama did this, 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 and this, and it's a list of things that President Trump did, and they go, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Let me tell you, you don't have to go do man on the street to know that Democrats love Trump. You don't have to do it. They won't admit it publicly, but they will admit it. Well, they do talk about it privately. They say things like, well, I mean, I'll admit that the stock market's doing this. I'll admit that I am doing better under Trump. Well, I'll admit, and they'll say it with disdain in their voice. But see, their voice, they can try to make their voice hide their, feel as though they're giving you their level of hatred for Trump, but their body language is different. You know what I'm saying? They'll be saying it with their lips, but as they say, the body language betrays them. They absolutely love President Trump. But look, going back to the clip, Joe Biden, dementia. You guys have heard me talk about it. I'll talk about it again. This is not going to be the only thing you hear about with this crazy man. He's a rambler. He doesn't know what he's saying. Joe Biden wants to believe the things that he says. Let me tell you how bad Joe Biden's dementia is. Joe Biden is going to take credit for all the crap Did we talk with the guy pinning the medal? We did. We covered that. In the medal ceremony where Barack Obama ends up pinning a medal on some Medal of Honor winner, Joe Biden said he did it. He wasn't lying. He believes he did it. That's the problem. The president, what's that guy's name? My boss. Help, somebody help me. Anyway, the president, my boss, that guy, the first black president that I worked with for 8 years, that I campaigned against, et cetera, et cetera, who's still firmly entrenched in the lexicon of American politics, that dude, what was his name? So everybody's telling, here's what they're telling me. Kevin, what they're going to do is they're using Biden as a puppet. And they're going to bring in Michelle Obama as his vice president. And that's going to energize his campaign. Okay, great. So that's going to energize the campaign of a man who's got dementia, who can't stand in front of an audience for less than an hour and not make serious mistakes campaigning. That's who's going to do it for him. So now the Democrats are saying, yeah, man, it's going to be our vice presidential candidate. I seem to remember that trick, that pony, that one trick pony. His name was John McCain, and he chose Sarah Palin. Anybody remember who she was? Where is Palin? Is she the toast of the town anymore? No. And you know why? Palin didn't deserve to be VP. I liked her. I thought she gave a big boost to McCain's campaign, but guess what? She was trying to revive a dead man. Anything looked good in comparison to John McCain. Joe Biden, crazy. Here he is talking about, I just want you to understand, I'm not making this stuff up. This is Joe Biden talking again, talking crazy talk.
I'm a nominated Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, and a Biden-Bama Democrat.
Yeah, here it was. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Joe Biden talking about an O'Biden-Bama Democrat. An O'Biden-Bama Democrat. The dude's shot. Look, I'm not going to belabor it because it's going to keep happening. I already said it on the show a while back. I love that these shows are archived, and here's what I like about what I do. I don't ever go, I wonder if I said that. I know things can be misconstrued, but I know what I say, and I'm telling you, I said before, Joe Biden's demented. It's been evident for years. It's been evident for at least the last 3 years, right? I think it's been evident for the last 11 years. But the media overlooks it because everything Barack Obama did was wonderful. Everybody he chose was wonderful. The guy chose nothing but crooks and scoundrels and idiots. That's just the truth. I'm not even trying to be funny. My producer is chuckling. No, I'm not even trying to be funny. That's who he chose to put around him. He had no choice. He was a puppet. So anyway, it's no wonder to me that the Rolling Stone is finally sounding warning bells for the Democrats. Yeah. They're not listening, though. They've got their heads up their shifts. Their new and improved front runner has dementia, but Democrats are jubilant that their crotchety old communist Bernie Sanders is out of the picture and they replaced him with a dude who's got brain damage. So when you add Trump derangement syndrome to the mix, you understand why leftists ignore the obvious signs. Well, at least some leftists do. Rolling Stone did not ignore the clue, and this is why it got me. I saw this article. Here's what they wrote. What has turnout been like so far? What do those numbers mean for November? Remember, folks, I talked about this before. Are Democrats on pace to mobilize record number of voters, or is it time to freak out? That's what they're writing about in the Rolling Stone. They're asking, is it time to freak out? Let me answer the question for the Democrats, for those that maybe are a little unclear. You are well beyond time to freak out. Oh, and Rolling Stone, memo to you. The Democrats have been freaking out. What do you think this whole process has been where Bernie Sanders... Bernie Sanders was in third or fourth place the entire time. He was just sort of piddling along, and suddenly he surged. You know why he surged? Because Biden fell. Biden was such a horrible candidate, he fell. Even then, they wanted Elizabeth Warren. They were ready to settle for Mad Magazine guy Buttigieg. They were ready to settle, and even Buttigieg couldn't get it over the finish line. Elizabeth Warren crashed and burned. Klobuchar was never serious candidate. Bloomberg and Steyer, with all their billions, couldn't do it. And so, you know what happened? It came back full circle, and they said, we have to come back to putting all our eggs in the basket of Joe freaking demented Biden. Creepy, freaky Joe. The person that has been under attack from day one, from Kamala Harris calling him a racist, which he is, hanging out with segregationists, the second biggest crook, maybe the third. There's a lot of crooks in the Obama administration, but Joe Biden is certainly a crook. Hunter Biden, unquestionably, is a crook. His son, and Joe helped his brother, Joe helped his sister, everybody else. So they had to come back to a crooked, creepy, freaky, sexual predator, racist, with dementia. That's going to be their candidate. I want you to understand the freakiness, the freak level. We'll give it a name eventually. What level you have to be to return to that? That's scary. And Rolling Stone is going, look, guys, it's not looking too good. Should we start freaking out? They already have. They've proven it to you. They brought Joe Biden back. They got so desperate because of their commie, Bernie, they had to come back. There were rumors, maybe Hillary Clinton will come back. Really? You want to bring back a woman who's been beaten and she's more damaged now than she was then, and she doesn't have the entirety of the Obama administration to help you? Good luck with that. More when we come back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Rolling Stone magazine asks, is it time for the Democrats to freak out? Freak out! Yeah, hey, it's well past time for the Democrats to freak out. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about the dementia of Joe Biden. Talking about the state of the Democratic Party with everything that's looming over them. And the Rolling Stone says, you know what? Let's just look at one aspect of this. I've already talked about this. They said, let's look at an aspect of this that maybe we need to start considering. Turnout. What do the numbers mean? And, you know, are we going to be able to get the same amount of turnout?
Before I get to that, though, I want to play this other Biden rambling thing. I think we talked about it, but you can't play it enough. Here it is.
And turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden sets the record straight. We can only reelect Donald Trump. I can't wait to see the commercials that get created because of this. We can only reelect Donald Trump. I mean, that's all we got to. That's what we got to do. So Rolling Stones is concerned about the numbers. And let me tell you, that's the first of their. It is a big worry, but there are many, many other things that the Rolling Stone magazine and leftists need to be concerned about. And I just played you a clip of part of it. They need to be concerned about Joe Biden, because the numbers are only going to get worse. But let's go into the numbers, because Rolling Stone is asking, do we need to be freaking out? So they say, let's start with the Republican voters. Voters have mobilized in huge numbers, even though Trump is essentially running uncontested. I gave you guys this as an update. I was curious. See, it's called intellectual curiosity that said to me, look, Donald Trump's, he's already a shoe-in. He's got Bill Weld running, who's got one representative, whatever they call it. Donald Trump's getting all the delegates. Weld has one delegate. So we're going to have a contested convention of a guy that's going to bring one delegate to it. Donald Trump's going to have the whatever delegate number he needs, 1,500 or whatever it is. Got to see where I got ethnic. 1,500 of delegates, whatever they are. Donald Trump will have those secure. But Donald Trump isn't resting on his laurels. He's still running as if he's got to go get those votes. And this is what's freaking everybody out. Donald Trump's not treating this as I'm the incumbent. He's treating it as if he's running again. That's why he's having the huge rallies and so on. He's not letting people forget. This is unprecedented. Well, for two reasons. One, because of the way he treats it, and two, because of his record of achievement. So these guys, here's what they're talking about. They said he's running uncontested. The Nevada, South Carolina Republican parties canceled their elections entirely. In New Hampshire, Trump received almost 130,000 votes, which is more than double what Obama got in 2012 and George Bush in 2014. He's not talking about double what Obama got and double what Bush got. Rolling Stone is telling you he got double what both of them got. See, I'm not the only one that was looking into the numbers. I had looked into the numbers, and I know Democrats had to be scared. And I'm not telling you this for propaganda purposes. So anyway, this article from Rolling Stone goes on. Barry Burden, political scientist at the University of Wisconsin who studies voter turnout, says Trump's huge levels of support defy historical trends about presidents who run for election, re-election. A sitting incumbent running for re-election, that shouldn't stimulate much interest, Burden says. It all runs a little contrary to what I think we would have expected. Well, so does the election of Donald Trump. So does the success, the outcome of Donald Trump. It all runs a little bit contrary to what we expected. Trump defies the experts in many ways, folks. And the hoopla over Trump, what Barry Burden is saying, should be over. The hoopla should be over. We should all be settling in and going, okay, we got what we got, and that's the end of it. Let me tell you something, and you correct me if I'm wrong, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you wake up going, I wonder what Donald Trump's going to do today? Do you wake up pretty much knowing that the president of the United States that you helped get elected is going to do something newsworthy, noteworthy, whether it triggers the left or it upsets some despot in another country, he's going to do something pro-American, and it's going to be in the news, and you're going to be talking about him. Let me tell you, if it weren't for me being in the business of politics and talking about this stuff during the time of Obama, there were weeks I would have gone without thinking about that clown. There is not a day that I don't get up since Donald Trump got elected and wonder what's going on.
You know, and the minute that something hits, boy, boom, I'm on the, I'm pulling up on the phone. I finally got around to saying, you know what, I got to follow his tweet because I'm getting him too slow. I'm getting him secondhand. So our team started following his tweets. Rolling Stone recognizes this. They said, for the Democrats, the story's less rosy. Historic turnouts in the 2018 midterm elections and several special elections since Trump took office has not translated into similar outpourings of voter energy in the first four primaries and caucuses. Political scientists and voting experts tell Rolling Stone that the turnout so far is good, but not great. In several states, more people voted, or a higher share of the voting eligible population voted, than it did 4 years ago. But the numbers so far have not met the high water mark of the 2008 campaign. We're not seeing the eye-popping turnout numbers we've seen over the last couple of years. We've seen since Trump became president, says Michael McDonald, political scientist at the University of Florida. McDonald says there could be several explanations for why the 2020 contests haven't hit 2008 turnout levels despite the high stakes of the election. There's a choice between Democratic candidates, and so people might be enthused or excited to vote against Trump are largely sitting on the sidelines at the moment, he wrote. They don't really care who the Democratic nominee is going to be. It's going to be a Democrat, and that's enough for them. That's what the guy said. So he wants you to believe that people are sitting on the sidelines and they're just waiting for the Savior. Oh boy, as soon as we get our Savior, we're going to all be good. Fat chance, brother. Democrats are sitting on the sidelines for two reasons, and two reasons only. Either they are not going to vote, or they may just vote for Trump. Those are the two reasons. The ones who are plugged in and saying, I'm going to vote for Biden, or I'm going to vote for Bernie, or I'm going to vote for Liz, or whatever, they've been out there, they've been active. The Democrats, they've done everything they could to stir emotions, right? And they can't do it. They can't do it. They use the media to try to convince us that there's a, we got this surge of energy behind us. Boy, look at our numbers. Let me tell you what their numbers are involved. The numbers that they got are because they had so many candidates, and two of those candidates spent $1 billion, almost $1 billion, just two. Just two. You want to talk about the, quote, energized vote? You had people canvassing for Bloomberg, for Steyer. Steyer got 11% of the vote in South Carolina. You want to know why? Because he spent $253 million to get it, to buy it. That's what he did. He got people to come. Hey, look, come on. Please come out and vote. Please vote for some. You know, he's a good guy. Please, 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 please. They begged. This guy couldn't get 1% of the vote nationally, but he got 11% in South Carolina. He bought the vote. He bought voters to come out. Bloomberg did the same. He bought voters to come out. How long does passion last that's bought? Yeah, that's like saying, oh, yeah, this guy that's got it, this 80-year-old man with 20-year-old eye candy, sure, she's going to be around when he's in a wheelchair and he's got spit coming out of the side of his mouth. Yeah, she's going to be around long enough to push his wheelchair off the mountain. That's not love. That's bought and paid for. Your ride or die, you white folks out there, that means your main the person in your life that you know is going to change that diaper of yours, that adult diaper, when you crap your pants because you can't walk anymore, that person is the person that loves you, right? Democrats don't have any love, and the Rolling Stone sees it. They're going, look, guys, we got to look at these numbers. We're buying votes. Donald Trump is not buying votes. He's not buying enthusiasm. The Burden, Barry Burden, he recognizes it. He's going, Donald Trump is generating enthusiasm, and he's doing it in a time when people don't normally have it. Do you believe your passion for voting for Trump is created? I mean, it's faked, it's bought? Of course it isn't. You feel it. You want to get to those polls.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.